I think that's right. I think that's exciting. I was saying to a mate of mine that accosted me this morning while I was having brunch out in Linden, saying how depressed he is by the results. And I said, you know what? It actually depends on which part of the results you want to highlight. In one sense, the results are exciting because the ANC has been given a bloody nose and the DA has been told by the electorate that you are not entitled to be the natural alternative. You've got to work hard to be the alternative to the ANC, even if we reject the ANC. But here's my next sort of question leading on from that. It's astonishing to me, Peter, how incredibly lacking in humility both the DA and the ANC are. Whether it's Jesse Duarte, Gwede Mantashe, whether it is John Steenhuisen or Helen Zille, or Fikile Mbalula, I mean, they've all done little quick presses over the last 2 days or so, and all of them try and spin the numbers. None of them are taking responsibility for the messaging that is encapsulated by the numbers, the data, and they want to externalize the results by saying, but for the following factors, we would have done well.
But you know, that's just the trade that they're in. I mean, it's not a nice place to be, it's not a nice place to work. And it doesn't necessarily make you a very nice person, too. In fact, it probably makes you a worse person.
Mm.
They're incapable of internalizing what has happened to them. They're incapable of certainly admitting it. Why would they? You know, I mean, the threat, I think, and the thing that's most interested me, and not necessarily excited me, because I'm not sure that I am a supporter, but I think what Herman Mashaba threatens both the DA and the ANC, if he plays his cards right, is quite extraordinary. Because an enormous amount of money, if he asks for it, an enormous amount of money could go his way now, between now and the next and the general election.
Mm.
And if he doesn't get himself stuck in the job of mayor of Johannesburg, but actually, and I've tried to write this for the Sunday Times tomorrow, but if he gives himself the space and the time with the money that he's potentially got available to him to develop a national profile, which he still doesn't have. I mean, you can see somebody was making the point the other day that the further you get away from Joburg, you know, the fewer people were voting for Action SA. So he needs to introduce himself to KwaZulu-Natal and Limpopo and Mpumalanga and the Western Cape. And the message that he's carrying is, like they all are now, very populist, and it is going to resonate with the people who hear it. I'm telling you now, whether it be they rural or urban, you know, he's a real threat to almost everybody.
Yeah.
Partly because he's going to be very, very well financed and very well organized. People running his party used to run the DA.
Yeah.
And they are good political organizers.
Absolutely.
You know that about the DA.
Absolutely.
And he's going to be big.